Senate Democrats will press Warsh on disclosure gaps at Fed chair. Hearing the Wall Street Journal reported on April 20th that Senate Democrats plan to use Tuesday's confirmation hearing to press Kevin Warsh, President Trump's nominee to lead the Federal Reserve, on perceived gaps in his financial disclosures. The WSJ exclusive landed roughly 18 hours before the Senate Banking Committee is scheduled to convene on April 21st, framing the hearing before Warsh has a chance to speak. The earlier story was about what Warsh owns. This one is about what Democratic staff believe is still missing from the form. What gaps actually means here. Warsh filed his OGE Form 278E on April 14th. It listed at least a dozen crypto-related positions, including Solana, DYDX, Polymarket, Polychain Capital, Blast, Optimism, Tenderly, Flashnet, DSO, and Dapper Labs, along with a net worth of $131 million to $209 million. That part of the story is settled. What the WSJ report adds is preparatory. According to the paper, Senate Democrats have identified items in the disclosure they consider incomplete and plan to use the hearing to ask about them directly. The report does not specify which line items are under review. That is the pressure point. A confirmation hearing is not a deposition, but it is a public record, and an unanswered question is often more damaging than a bad answer. For context, OGE Form 278E asks nominees to list assets, liabilities, outside positions, and sources of income, each with wide valuation ranges. It does not require line-by-line token holdings inside a venture fund wrapper. If Warsh's crypto positions sit inside DCM Investments 10 LLC or the AVGF2 fund, the disclosure would show the fund position, but not the underlying protocol exposure. That design is standard for venture fund investors, and it is also the kind of thing a Senate staffer can flag as a gap. Why the Senate Banking Committee actually cares. Democrats on the committee do not have the votes to block Warsh on a party line call. What they have is a microphone and a public record. Every question asked on April 21st becomes source material for oversight letters, ethics complaints, and follow-up requests to the Office of Government Ethics after confirmation. Three categories of question tend to generate those follow-ups. Holdings inside private fund wrappers. If Warsh's Polychain, AVGF2, or Juggernaut fund positions contain liquid tokens that were not separately disclosed, senators will ask for a look-through schedule. Consulting income detail. Warsh earned $10.2 million from Duquesne Family Office, additional advisory fees from Bitwise Asset Management, Electric Capital, and any other crypto-adjacent firms will be a likely line of questioning. Spousal holdings. Warsh's wife, Jane Lauder, is an Estee Lauder heiress. Government disclosure rules give spouses wide latitude to withhold separate trust detail. That latitude is usually the first thing reporters ask about and the last thing a nominee wants to discuss in public. None of these are scandals by themselves. They become problems when the answer is, "I'll need to supplement the record," which is the standard script when a nominee has not been thoroughly prepped. The divestment clock does not care about Tuesday. An April 10th ethics agreement already requires Warsh to divest his positions in DCM Investments 10 LLC, the Juggernaut Fund, and THS DFS LLC before assuming the chair or within the window the OGE specifies post-confirmation. Venture fund stakes in Polychain, Polymarket, and similar vehicles trade on secondary markets at 10 to 30% discounts to net asset value, with settlement measured in weeks rather than days. A direct Solana or Optimism token position could be sold in minutes. A venture equity stake in a protocol's parent company cannot. If confirmation is quick, Warsh's first weeks in the job could overlap with pending sale orders on illiquid crypto venture interests, which is exactly the kind of recusal question that congressional Democrats flagged in the WSJ piece. What markets did while this was happening? Bitcoin traded at $75,954 as of April 20, 2026, up 1.55% on the day, with ETH at $23,19, up 0.95%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 55 neutral. Markets are not moving on the Warsh story. The nomination was announced in January, the disclosure dropped on April 14th, and traders have had time to price in the broad shape of a Warsh-led Fed. What is not yet priced is regulatory scope. a Fed chair who owns stakes in decentralized derivatives, layer ones, and prediction markets, has to recuse on a long list of policy questions. That list shapes how many supervisory and rulemaking items move through the Federal Reserve Board versus drifting to the OCC, the FDIC, or the CFPB. For the rails that support U.S.-based crypto card issuers, those lanes matter.